Psychic Cowgirl Radio. This is your host, Reverend Shannon, the Psychic Cowgirl. I want to let you know that my intention with this show is to share information, practical cowgirl wisdom, and tools to aid you on your personal development journey. I have a bachelor's degree in metaphysics. I am an ordained minister with the Canadian International Metaphysical Ministry. I'm also a hypnotherapist, past life regression therapist, and an Akashic record reading practitioner. I'm a natural born intuitive and psychic. It is genetic. I see and feel energies and connections. I use my talents and education to help clients become more aware of their own patterns, intuition, blocks in their life, and then to tap into energies to create what is their personal dream life. I believe in divine guidance, karma, and that intentions are key to any situation. I do offer clarity and understanding from a soul level perspective when you work with me. At times, a little guidance is all that we require to step into our power and move forward in our lives. You can find out more about me on my website, www.psychiccowgirl.com. I also have a Facebook page, Psychic Cowgirl, and I'm on Twitter as the Psychic Cowgirl. Please share any comments or questions through my Facebook page. I do answer the messages, or you could email me, Shannon@psychiccowgirl.com. I look forward to hearing from you all, and let's begin today's show. Hey everybody, welcome to today's show. It's Wednesday, May 20th. I hope you all are having a good day navigating all these energies that are happening and we're all feeling. And yeah, I have to tell you, yesterday was a little obnoxious. So as always, you know, like all of you, I have a lot going on at one time and, you know, balancing, juggling, all that good stuff. So yesterday, now that the school bus thing is all solved, which is so incredibly, energetically fabulous, I put my kids on the bus. I don't worry about them. I don't watch the clock to make sure, you know, at 8:30 that I know they're at the school and I haven't got a phone call that everything should be okay, or even when they're coming home, I no longer watch the clock. Okay, 3:30, they're probably on the bus. If they're not home by 4:30, you know, I need to stick around in case there's phone calls. Because, you know, even if something does happen on this bus, I trust the driver, who's also the contractor, to take care of it in a way that's safe. And that makes all the difference. So that's all off my plate, which you would think, cool, you know, maybe I would have extra energy and time. Well, I'm also putting on a fundraiser with our school because I'm our parent council chair and fundraising president. And so that is taking up a lot of time. Our golf tournament is on June 13th, and we are sold out, which, whoa. Apparently, I could have a career as event planner if I wanted, as long as my team is with me. And so it's exciting, but, you know, you worry about details. Anyways, yesterday morning, all this stuff was on my mind, and, of course, it was a holiday weekend here in Canada, and so yesterday was our, you know, Monday on a Tuesday, and we all know that that kind of energetically makes things a little weird. And I put face cream in my hair instead of mousse. I think I had mousse with it. I'm getting my hair, doing my hair, and I look in the mirror, and it's all white. No, I didn't just do that. So, of course, you know, you have to have another shower. And, yeah, my hair went, okay, you suck, Shannon, because I have wild curly hair. And it's like, yeah, no. And so it wasn't my best hair day. I ended up straightening it just to make it try to look a little better. So that was first thing in the morning, and then juggling stuff during the day and just, you know, a lot on my mind, sending emails, making phone calls, all that stuff to do with this golf tournament. But I'm truly blessed because I have an amazing team working with me on this. So it does make it so much smoother. And then this weekend, we're getting ready for the 4-H show and sale for the kids. It's on Monday. And so I'm trying to schedule everything because I have, you know, tasks to get done on this timeline for this fundraiser. And I decided, okay, well, I need to go pick up the kids. And some people had dropped off money for their golf registrations. And I'm going to take them to Drayton Valley to get a haircut because I don't think I'll have time between now and Monday for their show and sale. And I want the kids to look as good as their heifers, right? So raced out of here to do all that. My husband got home, picked him up, went to Drayton Valley, got the kids' haircuts, went to get some groceries. No, first we had supper. No, we went to get groceries. And so I've probably mentioned a time or two how my energy can zap electronics. And if you're doing a session with me, if you want to record it, that's beautiful. That's really cool, but I can't guarantee it'll work because of my energy when I'm doing soul readings. When I'm doing past life regressions or guided meditation things, it's not as electric. And so those usually record really well. Well, I have, you know, stuff on my mind. You know, I'm manifesting this big move for us. Well, yesterday I totally zapped all the electronics on my truck. Yeah, let me tell you how freaking scary that was. So I was parked on a bit of an incline, and I put it into reverse to back up, and the service engine light come on, and I lost everything. Seriously, everything. And I'm like, what? And I immediately panic, put it in park, said to my husband, help. So he switched places with me, and he's like, yeah, everything's out. So he turned the key off, turned it back on, and it reset. Ground your energy, people. Keep it grounded. I am not going anywhere without a hematite in my pocket and a black tourmaline just because we need to ground our energy. These energy waves are electric. My truck worked perfectly the rest of the time we were there. I do have to go do some errands today, and I will tell you that I am taking my old dually, which is now going to be our bail truck. That's what I'm driving to town today because it's not electronic. So even if my energy's all, what? It's not going to zap anything because I was spooked, really spooked. I will take my fancy little truck when I go to the school later and go to a friend's house later, but to go to the town because it's busy and I don't want to not be able to get home, I will take my old truck just because it makes me feel better. But yes, I'll be loaded up with hematite and black tourmaline. So I just wrote a blog about this because the energy is electric. It is instantaneously things happen. How often in the last week or so have you thought of something and it immediately manifested? I mean, how cool is that, right? But be careful what you think about, right? Because if you have increased worry, what if you manifest that? Could happen. So these energies, here's my tool. Ground yourself. Visualize or imagine deep, thick roots going into the earth. Carry a hematite, carry a tourmaline. Black kyanite works also. Or not black kyanite, sorry. Smoky quartz. Black kyanite, I can't touch it. If I hold one in my hand, it vibrates and I vibrate at a really high frequency, and it's like I get nauseous. Black kyanite and I together are kind of like, I don't know, me and my horse sometimes. We're just both like unbridled and electric and energetically big, and it just doesn't match. So be aware of that. So ground yourself, immediately ground yourself. And take nice big breaths. On your in-breath, say calm. On your out-breath, say your first name. Zip those chakras. I cannot remind you often enough, zip those chakras. Zip, zip, zip. And doing those three things will help you just be stable, be settled, and you'll just be able to focus better. I also have a Himalayan salt foot detoxer is the official name. I call them foot warmer uppers. I was nudged to order a couple more in for my store just because of the energy we're all experiencing. So if you are in my area and you want one, just let me know. And then make sure you take those big breaths because it's intense. I mean, things are changing so rapidly. Something that you thought was true a month ago just might not be true this time. Just might not be true today. Now, when you feel those energies of motivation and joy, capitalize on them. Get stuff done. I was feeling a lot of that this weekend, and so I finished up some classes, and I was super productive. And it was really, really fabulous. Now, because I finished this really amazing course, and I'm a therapeutic imagery facilitator. Yeah, I still have trouble saying all those words. Putting them all together, they're a bit of a tongue twister. But I learned some really amazing things in this class, and that is what I'm going to share with you today. So this show is going to be a little bit different. I'm going to do less talking, and I'm going to take you through this absolutely stunning guided meditation so that you can tap into pure positive energy, and you can receive this pure positive energy. And so I'm just going to talk until we're at the 45 minutes left mark so that when I promote this show and for all of you listening, you can just return to that part and listen to this meditation again and again when you need it. So that's my plan with this. And then when I'm done the meditation, I'm going to end the show. The reason being is I just want us to soak in the energy. I don't want to take time to interpret it. I learned some interesting things about energies in this class. And it's really different from what I do with my psychic work, but equally as intriguing. So yeah, so that's been my story lately. It's always interesting the energies that go on and how quickly things change. Sometimes it can be a little hard to keep up. That's why knowing yourself and just being able to ground your energy is so incredibly helpful. It will keep you on track. It will keep you from, you know, being all over the place. And help you make good decisions. I know for myself, the breath meditation where calm on your in-breath and on my out-breath I say my first name, I use that a lot. A lot. It really helps me to center my energy. Because here's what I know for sure. Everybody take a nice big breath. When you can center your energy, ground it into the earth and center it, then you can use it and project out to get things done. It's true. That's how I am so great at manifesting. Well, one of the ways. I have lots of tricks on that. I should teach a class on manifesting online soon. Okay, so I'm almost at the 45-minute mark. 2 seconds, and then I'm going to do this guided meditation with you all. All right, here we go. So, I am going to talk slower than usual because I actually go into hypnosis when I do this, so a little bit of juggling for me. Okay, put your feet flat on the floor. I would like you to find and look. Oh, can I do a disclaimer? If you're driving, please don't listen to this. please stop it and listen to it again when you can be fully present and not have distractions. All right. So, feet flat on the floor. Find and look at a spot on the ceiling or wall. Focus your attention on the sound of my voice. Give yourself a few deep breaths to relax. Let's do a deep breath in to relax your mind. And out. Deep breath in to relax your body. And out. Deep breath in to relax your emotions. And out. Deep breath in to relax your mind. And out. Deep breath in to relax your body. And out. Deep breath in to relax your emotions. And out. Deep breath in to relax your mind and out. Deep breath in to relax your body and out. Deep breath in to relax your emotions and out. Your eyes are starting to blink and get heavier. Any sounds you hear will just help increase your feeling of relaxation. Your eyes are blinking even more now, getting heavier and heavier, and now you're closing them. Put your attention on your left foot and feel it completely. Relax. Allow a delicious wave of relaxation to slowly roll from your feet. In, up through your hips, to your torso, that delicious wave of relaxation goes up through your chest, stretching through your arms, and your hands, and up and out the top of your head, and it just slowly cocoons you in a warm, delicious, relaxing wave of energy. Your entire body is now relaxed, warm, and comfortable. So it appears that you have had so much going on. and you've been pulled this way and that with all the issues, stresses, and concerns. And the truth is, nobody can handle a bunch. Now it's time to let it all go. As now you are feeling more relaxed in your body, let's create an opportunity for you to clear your mind. Let's open the door of your imagination. Let's open the door of your imagination wider to include an image of pure, positive energy. This may be a feeling. This may be a visual image. Part is personal. Your image of pure, positive energy, as though like a river flowing through your life. It is ever present, golden and wide it flows. Pouring forth with ever constant, pure, positive energy. Let's connect with that right now. Visualize and imagine it. Your personal image for pure, positive energy. Now that you have your pure positive energy visualized or imagined, and you're connecting with it, notice how it feels. Notice how it invites you to step into it and walk along feeling its strength and pure, positive, vibrational energy. Once you step into it, it also follows you like you're stepping into its aura or energy field. And it flows with you anywhere and everywhere you go. Visualize and imagine a day filled with walking in the golden energy path, driving in the golden energy path, being alone or with others in the golden energy path, not only is it relaxing, but also strengthening and confidence building. And sometimes you might just like to float in this golden, pure, positive energy path. Like right now. Because of its rejuvenating qualities. It cleanses and clears you. Every breath that you take you become more and more and even more relaxed. Almost like you are floating in a little boat down the pure, positive energy stream. And as you float along, you drop a hand over the side of your little boat and let your fingertips release whatever you no longer need or want. Let it all go now. Again, letting your fingertips release whatever you no longer need or want. Let it all go now. The pure, positive energy releases you as well as strengthens you. And as it cleanses you and clears you now, as you drift even deeper, you become even more relaxed and comfortable. You are relaxing your mind and your body. A pure, positive energy is rejuvenating you. Refreshing you and replenishing you. Let it in. Let the pure, positive energy come to you and let it in. You are restoring now. You are becoming the you relax and easy the one you know You are recognizing your true self once again. Be confident, you. The pure, positive waves of energy have done their good job now. You are feeling the benefits. You are restored. And refresh. And realigned and ready to go. And the pure, positive energy, golden path, is always here for you whenever you feel the need. Replenished. You can go forward now. With a clean slate as you are made new. And as you bring back with you from this journey today, the good, the positive, and the true. Into your conscious, outer, awake life. Feel the benefits as the subconscious and conscious work in harmony now at zero to reinforce. And at one, two, three, four, five, eyes open, wide awake. One, two, three, four, five, eyes open, wide awake. Say your name out loud. One, two, three, four, five, eyes open and wide awake. I hope that feels as fabulous for you as it did for me. I'm going to end the show now. I'm going to play my outro music, and stay tuned for next week. I'm hoping that I have